And we all turn, please, to the book of Genesis, chapter number 18. Appreciate the Lord's help on Wednesday night and meeting with us and doing what we can't do. It's certainly not anything in us. And I told some after service on Wednesday night, and I hope you don't think bad of me, and I don't mean it spiritually, but physically, Wednesday night I didn't feel like preaching at all. And I really didn't have no intentions of preaching much. Started to not even record it or turn anything on. But I'm glad the Lord is able to to rise above our physical feelings and our physical limitations and work through us. And I'm grateful for what He's done and what He is going to do. My voice is weak this morning, still battling seasonal things, and it's affected my breathing and things like that. But I'm glad the Lord's able. And so we'll just put our trust in Him and trust that He'll do what He wants done this morning. Genesis chapter number 18, when you found your place, if you're physically able, willing to do so, we'll stand together out of reverence and honor to the reading of the Word of God. I had these verses on my heart the last couple of days. Don't know how long I'll be this morning, but I'll try to be obedient to the Spirit of God. If you'll pray for us this morning. Genesis chapter number 18 and beginning in verse number 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the door, in the tent door, in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him, and when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. We're talking about Abraham here. And said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, and knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I've thought for the last few days about this man named Abraham. And I've thought a lot about him and all the things that have went on and will go on after this chapter in his life. Abraham is no young man. The Bible tells us that at shortly after this point, that Abraham's going to be 100 years old when Isaac's born and Sarah 90. And here in this scripture, Sarah is not the first one to laugh at the promise of God. But we read a few chapters earlier where God makes a covenant with Abraham that he will have an heir, a son, and Abraham laughs at the promise of God. Here in this scripture, the Lord asks Abraham and Sarah a question. Is anything too hard for God? And that's what's been on my heart the last couple of days, and especially last night. Is anything too hard for God? The Lord is going to prove to Abraham and Sarah that nothing is too hard for God. And if you'll allow Him in your life, the Lord will prove to you that nothing is too hard for God. It's easy to believe God when the promise first comes. But when days go by and nothing happens, months go by and nothing happens, years go by and nothing happens, we in our flesh, oftentimes begin to wonder, can God do it? In the wilderness, the children of Israel wondered if God could furnish a table in the wilderness. And He did. In a place where there was nothing, there was no water, God gave water and food to a host of people. And we're living in a time, and I'm just going to take my time this morning and try to preach it as it's on my heart. We're living in a time of barrenness and deadness and dryness in this church age we're living in. And oftentimes, we wonder if God still can do what God has always been able to do. And the answer to that question is yes, God still can. I don't want to re-preach or re-say anything that was said on Wednesday night, but oftentimes, just because situations change, our opinion of God's ability changes. But just because the situation changes doesn't mean that God changes or His ability. And there's nothing too hard for Him. And really, if you think about it, and I mention it Wednesday night, and I feel impressed to mention it again. Abraham is a human being of flesh and blood, just like you and I are. And there are doubts and questions and fears and things he don't understand based on the Word of God, that just like you and I have those doubts. You and I have those questions. You and I have fears. And sometimes we have frustrations that things don't go how we think they ought to, or in the time that we think they ought to. And Abraham was the same as you and I. You study the scripture, and I'm just going based off of what most agree on. It really doesn't matter. We know that time has passed, but there's been at least 20 years that have passed since God spoke to Abraham in Ur of the Chaldees and called him to leave his land of his nativity and leave everything behind and follow him with the only assurance that there was a better land and a better promise awaiting Abraham and those that would come after him. And it's been at least 15 years since God made the covenant with Abraham that there wouldn't just be a possession, but Abraham would have a possessor, being a son, an heir, that would come from his own loins. And at least 15 years since that promise have passed, and there's no son yet. Been a lot of days of fear, wondering if that day would ever come. Is there days in your life that God has spoke something to your heart or reassured you, or you feel inside that the Lord has covenanted with you and He still does it this day? The Lord can speak to you in prayer and let you know that everything will be all right and not yet move on the situation, but you can still take it to the bank that if God said it's going to be okay, it will somehow, some way, and sometime be okay. But then the thing doesn't happen as quickly as we think it ought to, or how we think it ought to, or in the way we think it ought to. And those days of fear set in on us, just like no doubt they did for Abraham, wondering if God really was going to do what he said he would, or if God was even able to do what he said he could. We're human. We don't understand the ways of God. It was mentioned in the Sunday school hour this morning. It's not meant for us to understand the ways of God. There's no, I'm not here this morning to preach to you that it's wrong to ask God why. But God won't always answer your whys. Sometimes the whys are not for us to know. And so if God don't answer the why, just trust him anyway and know that what he said will be okay in the end. A lot of days where probably the feelings went dull in Abraham. That feeling that it, you know how it is when God speaks to your heart. And those feelings come, that peace, that warmth, that assurance. And sometimes when time goes on, the feelings get dull. But I'm glad that when feelings go away, the Bible said that Abraham was a man of faith. And he trusted God. And he believed God. Even when the feelings weren't there, the faith was still there. We can't always run on feeling. I'm glad for a salvation that can be felt, and I thank God for the feelings that go along with salvation. If I had something that I never ever could feel, I'd probably check up on what I had. But the reality is this, there'll be a day in your life, if it's not already occurred, that the feelings will go dull. That don't mean salvation goes away. That don't mean it's all over for you. It doesn't mean that God's done, or that God's lost his power, or that God's lost his ability. That's why the Bible said the just will walk by faith and not by sight. It's not about what we see. It's not about what we feel. It's not about what we understand. It's about trusting God that he is able. That nothing's impossible for him. It seems like this morning that it's just very simple and elementary. We may never get out of first gear, but that's okay. God wants somebody here this morning to understand that nothing is impossible for him. There's nothing too hard for him. I'm glad to know. We can put confidence in a lot of people, but I'm going to promise you that that confidence will come to naught someday, somewhere along the line. There'll be something that they cannot do. You can put confidence in me, and I appreciate the confidence that's there, but I'm going to promise you that if time lasts long enough, there's going to be an hour, a day in your life that I can't do what you need done. It's the same for you. Same for your husband, same for your wife, same for your mama, same for your daddy, same for your children, all those things. There's going to be a day when they're not physically able to do it. There's nothing too hard for God. There have been days in my life, if I was to be honest with you, that I went to God thinking God cannot do this. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Well, it's the truth. In my flesh, in my mind, it was an impossibility. It was impossible for God. This situation could never happen. But there's nothing impossible with him. Many things have happened in the past that many people said was impossible, but God brought the impossible to possibility. He's the only one able to do so. Jesus said, for with men, what things are impossible with men are possible with God. That's what he said. They doubted, they questioned all that he was saying, said it's impossible for this to happen. He said, yes, for you it's impossible, but for God, everything's possible. There's probably a lot of days, and we read about it in the scripture, and are confirmed that there are a lot of days where Abraham thought maybe he needed to figure out how God was going to do it. And I'm going to tell you, I've got myself in trouble. Many others have got themselves in trouble trying to figure out how I thought God meant he was going to do things. They sat down and figured out and thought, Sarah said, well, what God meant was we got this handmaid named Hagar, and I can't bear children, but you can go into her and she can bear a son. That's what God meant. That wasn't what God meant. It might have seemed impossible to Abraham and Sarah, but with God, it's all possible. How many times have we sat around and God spoke to our heart and we think because He speaks it ought to happen just like that, you know. It's the way our flesh works. And when it don't, then we get to figure it out and think, well, maybe God meant that I needed to do. It's not about what we can do. We can't do anything. If God said He'd take care of it, just wait on Him, trust Him, He'll do it in His time. Now, I don't know what you have on your heart this morning. I don't know what need is on your heart. I don't know what situation you found yourself in your life that you feel like maybe it's impossible or maybe it's too hard. But the Lord said for me last night in my heart, I thought, Lord, this ain't much. I'm not going to be preaching very long this morning. I mean, it's just very simple. I don't have much on my heart. But God said to remind you that there's nothing too hard for God. There have been things in my life that if I'd have went on my flesh and my estimation, I'd have thought it'd never come about. If you want to be honest, it's just us this morning. I know that the microphone's on, but it's probably ain't going to go nowhere besides right here. But I'm going to tell you, if it was up to me and my thoughts, my flesh, this church probably would have been an impossibility. But God said it was possible. What we've had may have been too hard, but with God it's not too hard. And whatever your situation, your circumstances, God said to tell you it's not too hard for Him. Wasn't too hard for a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman to have a son. What your situation is not too hard for God. It wasn't too hard one day for a man by the name of Gideon, who was the least in his father's house and of one of the smallest tribes in all the land of Israel, and got wheedled down from 30,000 to 300 to go and take on an army and never pull a sword. You say, how's it possible? With God, all things are possible. Who ever heard of winning a war with pitchers and lamps? But it worked because God said it would work. Who ever thought that a little run of a boy, the least of his father's sons, that wasn't even in the army, could walk out on a battlefield against a man that stood over 9 feet tall, with no sword, no shield, no spear, no armor, with a sword, with a sling and 5 smooth stones, and defeat the giant that nobody else could? You say it was too hard. Yeah, for man, but not for God. Who'd have thought that they'd have sent for Jesus for a man that was sick? What they were saying in their heart was, Lord, we know You can heal him. But then when death come, that hope, that expectation, that assurance, it all fled away. And he said, your brother will rise again. And instead of her saying, yeah, Lord, just speak the word, she said, I know He will, but it'll be at the last day. And Jesus said, I'm telling you, I'm the resurrection, I'm the life. Show me where you've laid Him. And when there was no hope, when it seemed too hard, God did it. He can do it for us. They said He'd been dead 4 days. He stinketh by now. There's no hope, Lord. There's no use in You trying, is really what they were saying inside their flesh. They thought, there is no use for this. But the Lord said, just watch Me work. Who'd have thought that a multitude of people, and I'm just preaching as it comes to my heart this morning. I'll be done in just a minute. But who'd have thought that a multitude of people that had been delivered out of Egypt by the high and mighty arm of God would get down to the Red Sea, and Pharaoh was angry and his army was on their trail, and the Red Sea was before and Pharaoh was behind, and there was no way. When the writer wrote the song, He'll make a way out of no way, that's the experience the children of Israel had. There was no way. It was death before and death behind. And the Lord said to Moses, tell the people to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, He said, you go tell them that they say it's impossible. They say we should have stayed in Egypt. That's what the people were saying. You brought us out here to die. We should have stayed in Egypt. We had it better in bondage than to come out here and die in the wilderness. And the Lord said, you tell them, Moses, It's impossible by their estimation. But he said, I'm God and I'll make a way. And the Bible said in the book of Psalms that we talk about that miracle, and it was amazing. That the Bible said the wind blew and it parted the waters, and they crossed on dry ground, and there was a wall on each side of them of water where it stood up on a heap. And we think about that miracle and how great it is, but we forget what kind of God we serve. That the psalmist said, with one blast of his nostrils, he parted the Red Sea. It's just a breath to God. Joshua and Caleb had it right, and I'm not here this morning to be comical and funny, but over there when they went into the land of Canaan and they come back out, and 10 of them said, the giants are there and we're like grasshoppers in their sight, and they're like grasshoppers for multitude, and we can't go against them. And Joshua and Caleb said, let's go up at once. They said, it's a piece of cake. They are as bread unto us. They weren't speaking about their ability. They were speaking about God. For they were quick to say that the Lord is with us. And anything that was ever impossible that became a possibility has always been because the Lord did the work. Moses said, and it was mentioned and emphasized in Sunday school this morning, about the power of God and what God can do. And we better trust only in what God can do. Moses said it was the salvation of the Lord. Gideon and his people cried, it's the sword of the Lord, though there was no sword drawn. It was just lamps and pitchers, and the victory was won. And you say, how's that possible? It's possible by God. When there's no food, he fed them. All because, and they said, 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, they're not sufficient. For this multitude, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient, but they may all have just a little. And that's all we have, Lord. That's all that's in the treasury. That's all that's in the bag. That's all we can afford, and we can't feed them. But Jesus said, I can. And you're here this morning, and you got some situation going on in your life. And the Lord told me, and I'm done this morning, as far as I know, the Lord told me to tell you and remind you in my feeble way that nothing's too hard for Him. It don't matter. You may have a lost loved one and you feel like the ground's so hard the seed will never fall. There's no ground too hard for God. There's no heart too dark for God. There's no grave too deep for God. There's no giant too big for God. There's no gulf God can't span. Just trust Him. Nothing is too hard for Him. You say, I've tried to put all the pieces back together and I just can't make them fit. The Lord is a great puzzle maker, and He can make all the pieces fit back together. You say, I've tried and none of these pieces go together. Just put them in His hand and let Him make them go together. They may not look like they go together to you, but the Lord's able to make them work and to make them fit. He can take broken hearts and broken homes and broken lives and put all the pieces back together again. He can take that need you have in your heart that you think, Lord, I love You and I trust You, but this is impossible. It'll never happen. The Lord's here this morning to tell you that nothing's impossible for Him. If He can do what He's done in this blessed old book right here, and the same God that did all this, of the same God that we reap encouragement and we reap joy from reading about what He's done, of the same God that did all this is the same one telling you it's not impossible for Him. Whatever your situation, whatever your problem, there have been a whole lot of people who had been way better off if they had just give their problems to God. But we in our human nature want to try to fix them ourselves. And when we try to fix them, we just make a bigger mess. Why don't you just trust God? You say it ain't happened yet. Just believe His word. If He said it would, it will. And just take Him at His word. He can't lie. The Bible said He swore when He could swear by no greater to Abraham. He swore by Himself. God has promised you something this morning. He never has went back on His word. He never has got to a situation and said, I thought I could do that, but I can't. Oh no. God always comes through. He don't run out of time. He don't run out of resources. He don't run out of interest. He don't run short of care. God cares about us. He's not going to lose interest in us. He has all the resources at His disposal, and time don't even matter to Him. He can do it. Sometimes we wonder if He can. And I said, we. We all have those thoughts fly through our mind. In our flesh, Lord, I just don't know about this one. Lord, I just don't know about this problem. Lord, I ain't never been in a situation quite like this one, and I just don't know how to handle it. It's not about us to handle it. It's about giving it to Him. Let Him handle it. Nothing's too hard for Him. No matter how big the problem is. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, come unto me and find rest. He said, take my yoke and I'll take yours. He's got, if you could allow me to say it this morning, He's got the broadest shoulders of anybody I know. And He can take all your load. Just pile it on piece by piece. It doesn't matter. He'll not run out of room. He can take care of you. I'm trying this morning to be done. But it just keeps rolling in me that He said it's not too hard for Him. He can take care of it all. He can take care of it all. And all means all. It's A-L-L-O. Put all your care on Him. He can take care of it all. We don't serve a God this morning. He can just do a few things or most things. He can do all things. And not only does He do all things, He does it all well. And I'm glad this morning to know that everything He does is for our good. Sounds to me like we ought to be able to trust somebody like that. That can do all things and do it all well and do it for our good. He never has bad things in His mind. He never has harmful intentions toward you. He always, you know, has our best interest in mind. And we're all flesh. Sometimes we think we have others' best interest in mind, but sometimes we don't. But there's never an hour of the day that God don't have your best at mind. And we may have good intentions and we may think good thoughts and not have the ability to bring it to pass. But God has the best intentions, the greatest intentions, and He has all the ability to bring it to pass. There's nothing impossible for Him. Nothing too big for Him. Nothing too hard for Him. Sarah laughed within herself. And she laughed because she was viewing it from her own standpoint of herself. She said, how can I? And that was her problem. She was looking at me. How can I? What can I do? How am I going to bring this to pass? But it's not about her. And it was never about her. And it was never about Abraham. It was always about God and what He could do. And your problem this morning is not about me, and it's not about you. It's not about what you can do, how you can make it work, how you can bring it to pass. But your problem this morning is about God. And if you'll just give it to God, He can take it all. And He will take it all. And He can do it all. Nothing's impossible for Him. You say, but you don't know how long I prayed. Just keep on praying and give it to God. It's not too hard for Him. You say, you don't know how many tears I've cried. I understand. I'm there with you. But just keep on crying and weeping and giving it to Him. He'll take care of it. Is anything in your heart? It wasn't somebody else, some messenger that asked this question. It was the Lord Himself that asked Abraham and Sarah this question. And it's not my, I don't want you to hear my voice this morning. It's not about me. This is God speaking to your heart. This is what He wants you to hear. He wants to ask you, is anything too hard for God? And the answer is no. Not a thing. Not my problems and not yours. There's nothing too hard for God. Whether we think it'll work or not, there's nothing too hard for God.
He can take your problems. He can take your heartache. He can take your situation. He can take your storm. He can take your heartbreak and your hurting on the inside and your sorrow and your suffering, your physical trouble, your financial trouble, your spiritual need, whatever it is. He can take care of it all. Is anything too hard for God? He wants you to know this morning that nothing is too hard for Him. He'll take your burden. He'll take your problem. And He'll do the work that we cannot do. For there's nothing too hard for God. Father, I thank You, Lord, this morning for this privilege and opportunity.